Well, hello, good evening, and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 23rd of March, 2025. I've got Roxy climbing at me now. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. I've got to admit, I've had a really, really productive weekend. We've done a lot of gardening this weekend. The garden and the allotment have both come together really, really nicely. I think I need a good blitz one night. Well, one day down on the allotment, just to finish it off, just to tidy it up completely, which I'm hoping to do next weekend. But more importantly, it's getting to the point now that we can start planting out our plants. Well, certainly brassicas, onions and things like that. Now, I've done a bit down on the allotment, getting the onions in the ground, and we're going to try and get some broad beans in the ground. The trouble I have with the allotment, I always feel the allotment is untidy anyway, and I know keeping on top of the grass is an important job, but it is a time-consuming job. But as the allotment goes on and we're getting lighter and lighter evenings, in fact, next weekend, the weather, the clocks go forward, so we get an even lighter evening. This should make the allotment much, much easier to manage. Here at home, of course, I do enjoy going out into the garden in the morning. And I really enjoy that because it gives me good 20 minutes to set myself up for the day out in the garden, especially when there's golden sunrise. It really does lift the spirits, and it's surprising how much you can do in a short amount of time. Now, what I find, and I've spoken about this so many times, doing this regularly every day just makes the garden and the allotment so much easier to manage. Still needs a few hours at the weekend, sorry, but it makes all the difference. Now, I've been editing tomorrow's podcast. That's all ready to go out. We've got an update from the allotment, an update from the kitchen garden. Particularly in the kitchen garden, the greenhouse is now set up and planted with our plants. We've filled up pots in the auto pot, planted in our chilies, peppers, aubergines, etc., etc. We've got a few more pots to fill along the back, but that will happen in time. But more importantly, plants are growing there, and I'm very, very happy with what I'm seeing. I've got a few. I want to get some more melons and tomatoes and cucumbers in the greenhouse, but we're happy. We are very happy with how it's coming together. Outside is a bit different, but it's still a little bit too early, but things are starting to show signs of growth. Rhubarb is looking stunning, and so, oh God, hiccups. Certainly starting to grow a lot more rhubarb now. And our asparagus has just started peeping through as well. So definitely things are on amend. But we do have to remember to water. We had a good downpour this evening, but remembering to water, because actually it's surprising just how dry some of our pots and plants are. So I've got to remember to try and water. Now, one thing I did do today, of course, is sow the carrots from this month's seed pack. Now, carrots are a staple. They're something that we grow a lot of, something that we really enjoy. But we do need, I find, to make several sowings throughout the year. Now, this is fairly easy to do because all we got to do is make a drill in the soil about half a centimetre deep, sprinkle in a few seeds, backfill and water. One of the key things to remember, though, is to prepare the soil really, really well. I am on a hard clay, which does clump together. And if the soil itself is too tough, then the seeds have a hard time breaking through. So I do like, before I sow, to give the soil a good rake to try and get a really, really fine tilth. It does pay off. It does take time, but it does pay off. Added to that, one of the other things that people will always say, or you often hear, is not to add manure or compost to your bed, which is true if you are a digger. If you are no digger and you add compost on the top, it actually doesn't work too badly. You do get a slight difference in the carrot when it goes through the different soils. But if you are a no digger, it does pay to add a layer of compost and then sow the seeds into that. In fact, I find that we actually get a better time with that. Now, what I've done is I've just gone out into my garden. I've always got some growing in my veggie pods. I've spoken about that before, but these are actually growing in the beds. What I've done is I've just made a drill, filled that up with seeds. Next to it, I've made another drill and I've added some salad onions as well, some spring onions. Backfill them, give them a good watering, of course, making sure there's no stones, no hard stuff that they are going to have a hard time with. And then I've placed over a cloche just to keep them a little bit warmer and improve the chance of them germinating. Now, if you're wondering why I'm sowing salad onions, spring onions next to my carrots, it's because they are good companion plants. The smell of the carrots keeps away onion fly, and the smell of the onions keeps away carrot fly. So the two go together really, really well. You could use normal onions, you could also use chives, but I think spring onions seem to be the way forward. Another thing, carrot fly is a big problem with carrots. And another thing to think about when it comes to carrot fly, if you can grow your carrots up higher, about a meter high, carrot fly cannot fly that high up to get to your carrots. That's not always easy. Other things that people will do is place over some netting to keep the carrot fly off and things like that. But I find that companion planting is a much simpler, easier way of doing it. Now, if you don't know what carrot fly is, it's a fly that lays its eggs in the carrots, and the eggs hatch and these maggots burrow through your carrots, ruining the tops and damaging the growth. For some people, it can be a real big problem. I don't suffer too much from it, but it's something to bear in mind. Anyway, once the seeds are sown, we just leave them to grow. Carrots can be very slow at germinating, especially at this time of year, 2-3 weeks, I would imagine. But be patient. Once they are germinated, you need to thin them out as they grow. As I always say when it comes to thinning out, just try and give them a little bit more room every time you're thinning them out, leaving the carrots remaining bit more room. And the other advantage with doing this is that you can actually eat the thinnings as you thin them out. So you get some young baby carrots, which also go down quite well. Really is quite easy to grow carrots from seed. The hardest thing is getting them to germinate, which is just about getting the conditions right and making sure the soil is a fine tilth. Sometimes you get wonky carrots, and that's usually because they've hit a stone or something, which has caused the carrot to fork or mixed manure and things like that. And obviously, carrot fly that I've already mentioned. Carrots can take quite a while to really produce, so don't worry too much if they seem slow. Carrots are slow growing, but leave them in the ground. Just harvest them when you need them and enjoy them. And eventually, as time goes by, they will get bigger and bigger. It's also well worth remembering that we're going to sow carrots at several times throughout the year. So we're sowing carrots now. We might sow some next month, the following month, and keep them going as much as possible. But it depends how much you like carrots, how many carrots you eat, and how many you need. I try and grow quite a few because they are well worth it. So really, is that easy? Give it a try. Let us know how you get on. Always good to see some photos of some of the plants that you have grown. I do sometimes hear back from fellow supporters, and some of the pictures they show me, I'm actually quite jealous. I had a picture come in tonight from Gary, who was broad beans were in flower and they looked stunning. Absolutely stunning. So I was very jealous about that, but it's also quite inspiring at the same time. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up tonight. I will be back on Thursday. So until then, please take care.